My parents' first home was in Oak Park, the first tier of suburbs. And then in the beginning of eighth grade, we moved to Davenport.
So how did you find out about UNI? And then how did you get so hooked on the music that you love and hold dear?
You know, I wish there was some grand elaborate plan, but it was all dumb luck. My wife maintains that I lead a charmed life, and I am living proof of that possibility. I came here pretty much sight unseen, and because my high school football coach knew the football coach at UNI, I went here, and they gave me this playbook, which I swear to goodness was a quarter inch thick. Two whole pages were Panther athletes will do this, Panther athletes will not do that. And after 3 months of just glorious freedom making my own decisions, I decided that was not for me, which was kind of weird because in the end, I could have started as a freshman quarterback at UNI because everybody else got hurt. By simple attrition, I could have started as a freshman, but actually my path turned out much better, I think.
Then how did you get into this music? Were you into this in high school or?
Yeah, I played drums in a band called Tortoise and the Hare, H-A-I-R, and we won a couple of awards as high school, junior high school and high school kids. And then I came to UNI and I was just pure and simple in search of an identity, the classic 18-year-old, oh, what am I going to do with my life kind of thing. And I'd always been a giant radio fan growing up with WLS and WCFL in Chicago. They were the great pop radio stations. And then in Davenport, KSTT, all AM radio stations at the time that would play the top 40s. I loved radio. And there was just a little poster announcement in the UNI Union about the student radio station, KYTC was the name of it then, and that was Know Your Teachers College, KYTC. And it was like, come and be a disc jockey. Okay, I'll give that a try. And so as a sophomore, I went there, and I pure and simple just learned the mechanics of when to turn the turntable on and when to open the microphone, you know, the basics of being a radio announcer. And I liked it. And then I became the program director there. And the summer after my junior year, UNI Broadcasting changed. Broadcasting Hall of Famer Herb Hake, who was, you know, K-H-K-E, Hake, retired. And they got this guy in his 20s to come from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Doug Vernier, and he brought all of these different ideas. And there I was in summer school in Cedar Falls, and they were going to change all of these things around. I had a mature voice and a bare amount of when to start the turntables, the radio disc jockey 101 kind of thing. Again, some kind of poster looking for a student help at the new UNI Broadcasting Services Department. And literally, I walked in summer school or summertime, so there was far less competition for the job. Again, a timing thing. And they put me on it. And the very first night of rock and roll radio on a Iowa public radio station, I did. I was scared beyond my wildest dreams, but that was the beginning, and here I am at the end, what, 43 years later as in October, so wow.